Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for May the 19th, 2017. This is Paul White. Every day we bring to you, most every day, it's a chronological journey through the Bible, one book or the other. Sometimes we make announcements, and sometimes we'll tell you about something that's going on in the ministry, a place that we're going to be. And then every now and then, we'll just make a comment about something that's going on in relation to a sermon or a teaching. And that's kind of what today is about. You see, the last few days, I've been in the 18th through about the 24th, 25th verse of the 8th chapter. I'm not going to read it all again. I've read it through, I think, at least 4 different translations the last few days as we work through this passage about the creation subjected to this futility, the creation delivered from bondage someday into the glorious liberty of God's children, and how the creation groans and labors with birth pains. On yesterday's podcast, we talked about that specifically, that thought of the creation groaning and laboring with birth pains together until now. And when I got done recording, I posted something to my Facebook page that basically said, and many of you listening to this now will have read that post from a week or more ago, from when I was recording it, and it basically said, hey, I was doing a podcast today on Romans 8:22, where the whole... And I didn't even specify what Romans 8:22 said, because I figured people had a Bible and they could go read it for themselves. And I said, it struck me that, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, but it struck me that you could be an outsider looking in on a woman in birth, giving birth, and you would think she's dying. If you didn't know better, you'd think she's dying, but she's really just giving birth to something. And she knows that in a few moments, the birth pains will be forgotten about because she will have produced a life. And I said, I choose to look at planet Earth not as sitting in the death throes with the death rattle going on, but rather giving birth to something greater. I posted that. I'll be honest with you. Guys, I'm pretty naive on social media. I really am. I don't engage in the warfare. Even on my own posts, you know, people come on, say stuff. I don't come back on there and get into it. Some people really seem to get off on that. I don't, didn't do it for me. I would re-engage if I went after someone, which is not in my character, but if I got on there and named a name or something specific, then I would come back in and defend that. But if I'm just making a general statement, people can do what they want with it. There was a reason I didn't quote the verse in the post, is because I wanted to see if people would go read it. And most of the audience did, I think. They went and read about the whole creation groaning and laboring. And then, but there were responses that shocked me. And that's why I say I'm naive. It shouldn't shock me. Because there are people whose eschatology is so gloom and doom that a little post about thinking, instead of thinking of the world as dying, think of the world as going through birth pains, and how we're delivering and re-delivering and re-delivering new creation over and over and over, and that you're just in a cycle of seeing the earth birth pain again. That was vehemently disagreed with by many. And my issues, I don't have a problem being disagreed with, but I literally took it out of the Bible. I mean, Romans 8:22, we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now. I would counter, apparently we don't know that. We don't see the earth as in birth pains. Instead, we see the earth as in a death rattle, a death spiral. You see, I think Romans 8:22 is the optimistic Apostle Paul saying things don't have to get worse. If they're bad, it's just birth pains. It's just the labor that goes with delivering something else. When we see it, throughout man's history, we really see this. Whenever there is a plague that kills off thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of people, it looks like the world is going to die. And yet, on the other side, we realize that was birth pains. Out of that, we learned sanitation. We learned health care. We learned how to take care of the human body, how to deliver babies properly, how to sanitize surgical equipment. Looks horrible at the time, but we're birthing new ideas. We're seeing creation promoted. Now, again, I don't have a problem with being disagreed with. That's fine. I just find it disturbing that our eschatology overrides the optimism of the New Testament, that it doesn't see us going down a spiral towards hell, and yet we ignore that because our teaching has taught us that we're going down a spiral towards hell. You can do with it as you wish, and that's your right. You can take the information being poured into you and do with it as you wish. That's your right. I choose to take the information, what of it I do listen to, and process it not as a way to get depressed about what's going on in the world, but as a way to see the grace of God and the kingdom in action. Just because I haven't seen it positive yet doesn't mean I don't believe it's going to happen, because actually the history of the world and of man shows me that we are on an arc of progress, not an arc of decline, not a slide. And I think Paul saw that. The creation groans and labors. Not only that, 8:23. The first, we who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. We're going to talk about that first fruit of the Spirit on tomorrow's podcast. I hope you have given me a little leeway today in this deviation for a moment, as we sort of tied a bow on this thought that we started on yesterday's podcast. We'll get back into working the chronological order of the text, and we'll do that tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless you.